AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats and Republicans are looking to gain leverage leading up to the midterm elections, almost 2 months away. The AP Sagar Magani reports President Biden is focusing on the battleground state of Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre today, followed by Philadelphia for a primetime address Thursday, and then Pittsburgh Monday for a Labor Day parade. All that's on top of a Donald Trump visit to Pennsylvania this weekend, underscoring its role as a key midterm battleground, with a Senate seat and the governor's office on the line.
The president will talk about his crime prevention plans in Wilkes-Barre. The Navy says Iran seized and later let go an American sea drone in the Persian Gulf. An official tells the AP Iran only gave back the drone after a Navy warship and helicopter approached. Severe storms in parts of the South and the Midwest are blamed for at least 3 deaths.
Officials say an 11-year-old boy in Arkansas died after he was swept into a storm drain during heavy rainfall. A woman who tried to save him was rescued. National Weather Service meteorologist Brad McGavick.
It doesn't take much to knock someone off their feet. And so once that happens, then you're kind of in a bad spot.
A 14-year-old girl in Michigan was electrocuted in her backyard after picking up what she thought was a stick, but was a downed electrical line.
Lots of wind reports with that storm system.
In Ohio, a woman was killed when a tree in her backyard fell on her. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration says any federal student loans used to attend the for-profit and now defunct Westwood College from 2002 to 2015 will be canceled after federal officials found the school greatly exaggerated the job prospects of its graduates. The UN in Pakistan issued an appeal for $160 million in emergency funding to help millions affected by record-breaking floods. This is AP News. As state policies on abortion become more restrictive, one patient shared her story with the AP.
If I can help someone else with my story, then I really hope it does help.
When Monica Eberhardt, a mother of 3 from Columbus, Ohio, learned she was pregnant again, she had to travel across state lines to get an abortion, navigating a patchwork of laws enacted since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
I absolutely cannot afford another baby, whether that be financially or mentally.
Ohio has banned abortions once fetal activity is detected around 6 weeks. Dr. Katie McHugh with the Women's Med Clinic in Dayton says they have been referring hundreds of patients like Eberhardt to their sister facility in Indianapolis.
There's a sense of desperation and a sense of they feel so lucky that they got in just under the wire, but what about all of the other people?
Indiana lawmakers recently approved a ban on almost all abortions that will take effect on September 15th. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.